What's the best dirt in there?
Well, it's all good dirt. The way they did it is, I haven't really ever seen this. They interviewed a lot of people. I know they interviewed me for like 5 hours and recorded it all on tape. And they transcribed it, and they just put all these quotes one after another for 600 pages about different topics. And it's pretty interesting. It's a long read, but it's they had my quotes right, so I presume they did everyone else's quotes right. And as it turns out, what I suspected, I now know for sure that I was fired from Headbangers Ball thanks to Axl Rose and Doug Herzog. Axl Rose got me fired.
Why?
Because his heroin buddy was Ricky Rackman, and of course Ricky Rackman has no talent. And then Axl, they were watching me on Headbangers Ball, and Axl says, "Hey man, wouldn't you want to be a VJ?" And I said, "No, don't worry, I'll make a call." And of course, you know, Axl Rose calls MTV; they're all blowing him. And then, like 24 hours later, I was off the show. Hold on.
That's deplorable.
That's totally deplorable. I fought to get Guns N' Roses played on the channel. No one wanted to play it. And that's my thanks?
So you, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's true. It's
really, you got them to play Guns N' Roses, made them so successful, at least on the channel, that they could call up and have you fired.
Yes. Well, there's a difference.
That's pretty ironic.
Well, there's a difference between Guns N' Roses and Axl Rose. I mean, Axl Rose is a maniac. I don't think the guys in the band actually like him. But yeah, no, it's true. MTV would not touch Guns N' Roses. They're like, "Oh, man, we can't play this." He's got a video where he's getting electrocuted in an electric chair. And I'm like, "Yeah, play." And then they started playing him, and then he got me fired.
Serves you right.
And look at where I am now.